Good morning. Well, we are certainly ending the year on a big news story out of Illinois. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich surprised nearly everyone when he appointed former Illinois Attorney General Roland Burris to President Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. Now, this is a governor who's in the midst of a corruption scandal, and he'd been warned by political leaders not only in Illinois but also on Capitol Hill not to appoint anyone, but he went ahead anyway. Now, there are many legal questions about whether he can actually make that appointment, and whether Senate Democrats can, as they have claimed, refuse to seat his nominee. With us now to parse through all of these legal questions is constitutional law professor Nate Persily from Columbia University, and a great pleasure, as always, to have you here, Nate.
Thanks, me back.
Persily parses.
And I said it all so well. But first, let's take a listen to what Blagojevich said yesterday was well within his rights to do as a sitting governor.
The law requires that the governor make an appointment of a United States senator in the absence of any other law that would have given the people of Illinois a chance to be able to elect the successor to the United States Senate.
So, Nate, the governor is hanging his hat on the law, and is he right?
He is. Illinois law says that the governor will make appointments until a special election is held for the seat. And the Illinois legislature did not pass a law that prescribed for a new election to fill Senator Obama's seat, and so he has the ability to appoint.
So now the second question is, the Secretary of State of Illinois has claimed that they will not sign off on this appointment. But really, do they have any power to block this governor's inherent power?
I think that this is another example of some of the machinations that are going on among the different personalities in Illinois. As a federal constitutional matter, no, the Secretary of State does not have any independent power to block the governor's appointment.
Why does the federal law supersede here? How would the federal law apply to the state relationship between the governor and the Secretary of State?
The 17th Amendment specifically says that legislatures can provide for gubernatorial appointment, and he has now made the appointment, and that becomes real as a matter of federal law at this point.
Aha. So then that takes us to the question, if this is a legitimate, completely legal appointment by the governor who's in the midst of this corruption scandal, then the next question becomes, there was swift reaction from the Senate Majority Leader, the Democrat Harry Reid, who several weeks ago said they would never seat anyone who was appointed by Blagojevich given the cloud that is surrounding him at the moment. He immediately came out and said that they would reject this appointment. Can he?
Well, the Constitution gives the Senate the ability to judge the qualifications of its members, but the Supreme Court has said that that only extends to age, residency, and citizenship. And so there's no question that Burris is of appropriate age, residency, and citizenship to assume the office.
What was the case that limited it to those three?
Powell versus McCormick, which was
Adam Clayton Powell.
That's right, in 1969. And the point there was that the House of Representatives did not want to seat Adam Clayton Powell because
from New York
various financial and other improprieties, and the court said no.
And the court was using original intent as the argument there, that clearly there was not an attempt to create this veto power by the Senate, and so they restricted it to the three?
Well, actually, it's hard to even point to it. This is a Chief Justice Warren opinion, so not exactly a big original. You might say that, you know, what he was concerned about is that the House Representatives or the Senate might use somewhat arbitrary criteria to not allow a certain person to assume the office.
So this could go to the Supreme Court if the Senate does try to do a block.
Well, if they try and block it, I think the more likely scenario, if they really want to be technical about this, is to seat him one day and expel him the next.
And explain how that works.
There's no question that they have the ability to expel a member with two-thirds vote.
Well, so, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. And so they could just seat him and say, look, you know, tomorrow we're going to expel you.
But Nate, how does that work?
Well, it's a vote like any other.
And, so literally they just say, we want to expel you, Senator X, and we're just going to take a vote. There doesn't have to be any charge, anything leveled against that senator, any particular reason.
Well, they're going to have they can do all of that in advance. It's not like an impeachment, and you're going to have, it would be a vote like any other. Yes, it might take a little time, but not as much as we think it should.
But they don't have to draft like a legislative complaint or anything. It can be essentially essentially a procedural vote that expels him.
The Senate, this might be an example where the Senate is going to write rules as it is, uh-huh. is deciding. As a matter of federal constitutional law, there's no problem with the Senate really doing it quickly. Yes, it's true that they might have certain procedures on the books, but the Senate can change those procedures on a moment's notice.
But then there's the 60-vote rule. If somebody wants to stand in the way and they don't have 60 votes to make this happen, then you've got a protracted, God knows what that would be like in the Senate.
Yeah. Actually, two-thirds. It's even two-thirds. Yeah. So it would be 66 if everyone else has seated.
So expulsion is two-thirds.
Yeah,
okay.
66. Oh, wow. So, but I guess what are the consequences for that? I mean, clearly the Senate could, this seems to be extraordinary lengths. Right, to try to get rid of a member. And obviously our founders did that on purpose, which is why we have a constitution that sets out checks and balances. But for them to follow through this entire process, you're talking about weeks.
It's possible. I mean, one of the problems here is that the Illinois legislature did not step up to the plate in time, in part because they were out of session, and all of this happened in a time period where they really couldn't get their job done.
They got schnookered. They thought they had time, and they had no time.
And they also didn't impeach him in time, and they didn't remove him.
Is impeachment completely irrelevant now?
It is. Yeah.
By your reading the Constitution?
Yeah. Well, impeachment of Blagojevich, yeah, because that's just a matter of the appointment has now been made. And so that is a fact that won't be taken away by his impeachment or removal from office. So,
and that, of course, was the fear in Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney's eyes, when he rushed this news conference and this arrest to lay out the complaint, thinking that Blagojevich was going to make this move. And sure enough, he did.
Well, it certainly gets very tricky. But from what you've just laid out, legally speaking, there doesn't seem to be much. Or if this U.S. Senate doesn't want this Senator Burris to be, they would have to go through a lot to get rid of him.
I think that's right. I mean, there is also the possibility that we'll get another Supreme Court case that will overturn.
And he could sue.
That will overturn Powell versus McCormick. And, it's been a long time since the last case. And Chief Justice Roberts might be a little bit different than the Warren Court in this respect.
I've been calling this the Blagojevich Protocol all morning, the fact that this appointment has been made and now these constitutional issues are suddenly on the table. If Roland Burris is seated as a senator for one day and they go through this expulsion motion, then it's really a sense of there's this unseemliness of here's this guy caught in the crossfire.
Right.
And they're going to just send him packing. Does the Senate, and this isn't a constitutional question, this is just sort of
political.
A gut question, does the Senate have the will to do that on national television?
Well, that's where I think the speech by Bobby Rush yesterday at the press conference really comes in, that what's going to happen, you're going to basically have the only African American in the U.S. Senate for one day, then being expelled by all the remaining members.
Does he get a portrait in the Capitol? I mean, what?
Or a pension,
get a desk
right?
for yeah, one
right.
day?
It's just a tricky quagmire because, as you've laid out, you have to wonder, do they want to take those steps at the beginning of the Obama administration at a time when the economy is in absolute turmoil and we're fighting two wars overseas? There are enough issues for the president-elect to deal with besides trying to figure out how to outwit basically what Governor Blagojevich has done.
It's also possible that in this interim period that Blagojevich will be impeached or will be forced to step down, and then his successor will say, you know what, I appoint Burris also.
There's another one.
You sort of get
So that's an argument, and Amanda Vinicky was talking about that earlier from Springfield, Illinois, that is an argument for fast-tracking impeachment to try to get a new governor in there and to create another. That would be Pat Quinn, the lieutenant governor, probably, right?
Well, there are all kinds of reasons you might want to get him out quickly.
But you noticed.
But there's also the possibility that you could have a new special election accelerated. Under Illinois law right now, the next election, that Burris would serve for 2 years until the next election. But Illinois could change that law and
make it 2 hours.
Well, make it have a new election probably in the spring or summer. And that would be one way of shortening the term for Burris.
So it's a legal and political quagmire.
But that's why we love it.
And we so love it. We're actually canceling the rest of the show. We're just going to talk about this for the rest of the show. Just before we go, Nate, it is clear because of these constitutional issues you've laid out, there's no negotiated backroom deal way out of this anymore, right?
That seems about right.
Wow.
I think we'll see what happens with – it may be the informal pressures that the Democrats can place on both Burris and on Blagojevich is sort of immune to pressure, but that there might be a lot
running
more
the show.
A lot more sort of in terms of informal conversations than formal legal maneuvers that they can pull.
Nate Persily, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us in the studio here in New York this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Nate Persily is a professor of law and political science at Columbia University, and he was helping us weave through the legal issues triggered by Governor Rod Blagojevich appointing someone to
Roland Burris
to the U.S. Senate.